5 minutes of meditation instruction to begin. Some of you are very familiar with this, and some are new. So, well, please follow me. When we walk into the meditation hall, traditionally there's a gusho bala, anjali, it's also called. So the two hands come together like this, and this expresses bringing your whole self to the front, bringing your past and your future, what is favorable and what is unfavorable, everything right in front of you, and with your whole self, you greet the Zendo. And walking in meditation in the Zendo is called Shashu, and the left hand makes a very light fist like this, and the right hand covers it. This is called Shashu, and all walking in meditation in the meditation hall is done in Shashu. So when you walk to your seat, you walk in Shashu, and when we do walking meditation, we walk in Shashu as well. Then when you come in, you find your seat, and rather than cut across the Zendo, you kind of go along the periphery until you come to your seat. When you come to your meditation seat, whichever seat you've chosen, you also gassho, do an anjali bow to your meditation seat, and that is paying respect to what's called Buddha's seat, to the opportunity to practice, and remembering the precedence of all these many, many people who, and many generations who have practiced before us and sort of set the seat available to us. So we say thank you in that way to the seat, and then from the seat, we turn in a clockwise motion and we bow to all beings, to the immediate Sangha or people that we're sitting with, but also to all beings in all the directions, in the past, in the future, and this time as well. So then we sit down. I'm going to pull this out a bit. We sit down in our seat, and moving the cushion a little bit forward, and rotate clockwise and face the wall. And in sitting down, we can sit down in a cross-legged position, like almost everyone is doing now. There's various techniques: full lotus, half lotus, the Padmasana, and the Sukhasana, which is just or Burmese position, which is just the legs like this as well. So any way that is comfortable for you, and you sit down cross-legged, or you can sit down in a seiza position, like you're sitting down in a seiza position, sometimes on a bench, or if you don't have a bench, you can put the cushion on end and simply sit down this way with the knees parallel. And also sitting down in the chair is totally fine. The main point in meditation is to have a stable base, whether it's cross-legged or seiza or even in a chair, have a stable base. So make your base comfortable but also stable. So if your knees tend to float, you might want to put a support cushion underneath your knees. The main point is that you want to have a stable base, like these three points, the buttocks and the knees, make a kind of triangle, which is very stable. And this stability helps you to have good posture. Good posture is very important in meditation. So when we begin, we find the stable base that we have. And whatever way we can do it, and we get a sense of the uprightness, like a column of our torso. And traditionally in the Soto Zen tradition, we put our hands like this, and we move to the left and the right, and forward and back, kind of aligning our spine and finding that central place where our back is straight. We want to have our back straight because it's very healthy. We can sustain this posture for some time. And it, although it might feel tense in the beginning, in the ultimate sense, it's good for us and it feels better in the long run if we have good posture. So we sit a little forward on the cushion, if we're sitting on a cushion rather than on the top of the cushion. So our torso is upright. We can even feel that our spine is being stretched a little bit and the back of our head is open to the sky. And very naturally, instead of your chin coming out, your chin will come in a little. As your head fits in its proper place on this upright torso, your chin will come in. And you'll feel a sense of nobility in this uprightness. We'll try to do that together, okay? To align our back. Move to the left and right. Forward and back. Keep your eyes open and your eyes gently down with very soft focus. You can feel your spine stretching. Feel the straightness of your back. As you face a wall, the straightness of your back becomes a kind of correspondence to the wall itself. So the straightness of your back meets the straightness of the wall. And with that straightness, with that stability, you can feel, you can relax the front part of your torso, your face, your chest, your abdomen can all be very soft and open and relaxed. Take a few deep breaths and relax into this posture. Let your breathing settle down into your abdomen and kind of arrive where you are. The mudra, or the position of our hands, in the traditional Soto way is that the left palm goes on top of the right palm. In front and slightly below our belly button, and the thumbs touch and make a oval around our hara, our tantien, chi. Elbows come out a little bit, and we align our posture. And then without neglecting any other sensations or noticings, we bring our attention initially to our breath, to the gentle, normal rhythm of our breath. Well, there's many other elements to our awareness, our consciousness. There may be thoughts. There may be sensations in our body. there may be hearings. We make them all part of the rhythm of our breath. And just stay with that gentle, normal rhythm of our breath. Breathing in and breathing out. You can feel your whole body breathing, or you can just notice the sensation of breath coming into your nose. Or the extension and contraction of your abdomen as you breathe. The nature of your breath, or trying to make a special breath, but just stay with it. Stay with the breath. Like an attendant parent, we're with it, with this child, our breath. If during meditation you become sleepy or spacey, you can bring your attention more toward your posture, tighten up your posture, make it strong. Stretch your eyes and bring your attention to the physical sensation of your breath. That will restore your energy. If you notice excitement or tension in your body or in your mind during meditation, you can pacify that or relax it by paying special attention to your exhale and just releasing excitement or tension with the exhale. Just let it go. Come back. Your body and mind just as it is. Let it go with each exhale. In other words, we find a balance between not too tight and not too loose. Not spacey or dreamy or sleepy, not too tense, not too rigid. Kind of comfortable middle space where we're willing to just be with our breath, with our body and mind, and accept ourselves and our lives just as they are at this time and in this moment. At the end of meditation, if there's two bells at the end of meditation, it means there's walking meditation. And in walking meditation, we again rotate clockwise, and we get up from our meditation, standing up in Shashu, in this mudra. And then we, along with others, we turn to our left, and form a clockwise circle where we do meditation, walking meditation, around the perimeter of the meditation hall. And continuing with our breath awareness, we take small steps, kind of flattened steps, placing our feet just about a half a step forward. And with each placement, we coordinate it with the exhale, with our exhale. So, exhale, exhale, and so on. And then the idea with walking meditation is it's a seamless transition between our sitting practice and our moving practice, this Kinhin, or walking meditation. So seamlessly we come up, we stand up, and then we turn and we walk together, continuing the same mental state of being with our breath, with our body and mind. And Lavia, also if you need to do, if you need to take a break, go to the washroom, you can excuse yourself at this time and then rejoin the circle as you come back. At the end of walking meditation, there's a small bell that will be hit, and then you return to our, we walk faster and return to our seats, and then begin the second period of meditation. Okay. So that's about it. The rest is completely up to you. Let's return to our practice.